Hey, yo, what's up, everybody, and welcome to the Prez Cruise episode of Get Your Nerd On with your boy P90 the Rapper. Pre-cruise, because I'm going on a cruise, and sadly, I won't be able to record anything. Like, I don't have a good setup to do it. Trust me, I would. I love this. You know I love podcasting, bro. I'd podcast through a snowstorm if I could. But anyway, so we got a really big episode for y'all this time around. Because, why do we have a big episode for y'all? I don't remember why we have a big episode for y'all. I think I remember. I don't know. Listen, guys, we got a big episode here, okay? And I got mad shit for y'all. So we got a lot of stuff to go over. That way I can leave you all with things to think about and talk about while I'm away. All right? And then when I come back, I'm going to try and grab as much news as possible through while I'm gone, and I think I come back, and I think I have one day off when I come back, and if that's the case, I promise you I'm podcast on that day off. If I don't podcast on that day off, that's because I didn't have a day off when I came back. It was right back to work, because that's how I set it up. I wanted to go straight back to work, but we'll see what happens. Anyway, let's catch up, and then let's get through this extensive-ass list of stuff. I have to turn my Xbox to actually remember what I was doing, because, let's see. I know I played Wulong. I played like the first hour of the game. Absolutely fun. I played the game for an hour. Really fun. And it's like Sekiro, a little bit more forgiving in my opinion. But that first boss kicked my ass because I didn't know there was a second form. But I knew there was a second form. Like, my brain was like, it's not that easy, bro. You did a really good job. You suck at these games. No, it's not that easy. But really fun game so far. I will try and do an Off the Dome about it. I'll see if I can get one and Off the Dome done as well before the cruise. I don't know. We'll figure that out. But like that game, I've been getting back into Halo, prepping up for the new season. I'm going to be away when it starts. But when I come back, we are hopping straight into ranked. I'm down for it. I need it. I'm here for it. I love it. Played a little bit of Atomic Heart. I've probably been playing the game for like 2 hours now, maybe 3 hours. I'm not that deep into it at all. The game is, it's like Callisto Protocol, but it has 10 times more potential than Callisto Protocol, in my opinion. I think my biggest issue right now is that melee combat. I don't really care for the meleeing of the axe. I feel like it's just way too sluggish and slow. But I'm going to do an Off the Dome about that too if I remember to gather the footage. And I'm probably not going to be giving that one the best score. It has potential, but the issue is they didn't reach the potential. So there's nothing I can do about that if you guys aren't going to reach that potential. So we'll get to that when we get to that. But that's how I feel about Atomic Heart. Destiny 2 Lightfall dropped. I got it. I don't know what the fuck's going on. But I know that little city place looks fucking dope. Like, it looks really cool. I think that's really, I like that spot a lot. It's really, really cool. I also like the new thing. I think it's called the Strand or something. But it's like a grappling hook. And it's fucking cool. I feel like overpowered as shit, but it's pretty balanced. I'm just genuinely loving all of it. I don't care about the story anymore. I just want to play Destiny, and Destiny's fun. I think I am having a blast. I played online, and I wasn't as bad as I thought I was. I wasn't outclassed. I was smoking people. I cannot wait to get this green thing back, though, like permanently. Because, you know, Destiny, every time we introduce a new core or thingy element, whatever, you know, we can make you pass out and you gotta like do all these missions to get it for real. So yeah, I'm hyped to get it. I'm in love with it. I started up Metroid Prime Remastered and then I turned it off, started up and turned it off. I want to play it so bad, but I'm specifically waiting for the cruise to play it. I have played it on my GameCube again though, and it's just beautiful. It looks great. I like it. The game literally just starts you off and it's like, all right, hey, mission time. Like, right now, nothing, just mission. I love that about the game. Like, it's unapologetic, it's just, let's go. Let's get to it. Hop, hop. I'm 3/4 of the way done with Fantastic Four by Jonathan Hickman, Volume 1. It's taking me a very long time to read this. I would have bought on the cruise, but the book's heavy. I don't feel like lugging that around. I'm going to bring a manga instead and a novel or two. I really hope I can read, like, maybe on the beach, maybe my mom wants to play around the baby, or if I put her in like daycare. I don't know. But yeah, definitely. I am gonna read the other major Kusanagi Ghost in the Shell book. I think that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna read the other one. Let's see. I think that's probably just about it that I've been doing. I watched. I'm starting to catch back up on My Hero Academia. I watched Megan. Megan was actually really, really good. Like, I enjoyed Megan a lot, and I can't wait for Megan 2.0. That movie was pretty fucking good. It was really funny. It was enjoyable. It didn't have much blood in it, except for, like, a boy getting his ears ripped off. Other than that, like, it was really cool. Oh, right. Also, one of my homies came down, so I didn't really do much. I actually enjoyed myself. It was really nice having company. Like, I really, 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 really enjoyed her being over here. It was just fun. It was cool. It was really chill. And I actually went outside, because I don't go outside a lot, but I went outside and it was great too. Like, I learned of another spot, and now I just want to go outside more. And sometimes you just got to go outside and walk, right? Sometimes that's what you got to do. But enough about me and the fact that I still haven't bought a new katana for my katana collection. Let's get into this video game news right now. So, apparently, there was, and now is, was a Mario Switch bundle that got leaked, or rumored. Now, it's official, and it's an interesting bundle, but it's a normal Switch for $300, and you got the choice of one digital game: Mario Kart, Mario Odyssey, or Mario U Deluxe. Now, in my opinion, only two of those games are worth choosing, and it's not Mario U Deluxe or Deluxe U, whatever it's called. That game, I absolutely think, is actually a horrendous game. Not horrendous game. All right, it's just my least favorite Mario game. It's one of my least favorite Mario games that I've played. They should have did 3D World. That would have been great. People would have loved 3D World if they don't already own it. That's just my opinion. But I also find the fact that it's not an OLED and that it's just red Joy-Cons, nothing special. Just, it's basically just a Switch with a Mario game. Not even free Mario game. It's just a Switch with a Mario game for, like, a discount of $10. Because a Switch is $250. Hold up. Let me see. How much is a Nintendo Switch? I haven't bought one in a while. I bought a Switch late. Nintendo Switch. Nintendo Switches are $299. Okay, never mind. So it is a free game. $299, $250 at GameStop used. So yeah, $299 and a free game. It's a normal price. Which is actually, I guess since it's a Mario Day Switch, that's actually a good deal. Alright, so that's a good deal. Me relax. Wonderful deal. Oh man. I want that Pokemon Switch. Anyway. If you don't got a Switch, or if you're looking to get another Switch, there you go. There is a deal. You can get that, and you can get a Mario game, and I recommend getting the Odyssey one. Mortal Kombat 12 got leaked during a conference call, or conference earning call, from WB for 2023. And yeah, so it was just a call, and it kind of, you could tell it kind of slipped, and then they just kept rolling with it. They're like, well, fuck it. I said it. Game's coming out, but that's all. We have nothing else. That's it. Happy we got something. Very happy it's not Injustice. I am not a fan of the Injustice games. I liked Injustice 1 because I'm a DC fan, and I was really happy to see, like, a DC fighting game. But then I don't know. I feel like any game that's not Mortal Kombat proper, or anything game that's not Mortal Kombat Deception, era, Mortal Kombat proper, Marvel vs. Capcom, or Street Fighter, or Tekken. I feel like a lot of those other games, or the wannabe fighter games, kind of suck because they're coupons. their combos just seemed lowered. Like, I feel like there were so many more coupons and characters were better in previous time. Like, the only other game that kind of came into existence and I feel like did a really good job of blending IP and fighting is Dragon Ball FighterZ. Because it shied away from the, yo, only press one button or two buttons. And now they gave us, like, pretty decent combos while also keeping the game flashy. I like that a lot, personally. New Halo season fully announced with a date for March 7th. We're getting new maps. We're getting a new shotgun. We are getting... I did not see Shroud being used, so I don't believe we're getting Shroud. But this is one of their this is the biggest to date content update. I am very excited for it. I'm here for it. I just want to play ranked. I'm down. All I want to do is play Halo, man. Like, seriously, I'm just on a fat old Halo binge. Sorry, I was looking at something. Yeah, yo. It's all I want. Halo, I'm ready for it. I'm fucking ready for it. The maps look really cool. Hopefully Art's room gets put into rotation of some sort. It was supposed to, but then it was deemed that it wasn't. That was an error. They were just showing it for footage of, like, this is what happens in Forge. Fine, that's okay. They didn't necessarily, I think they did accidentally say it was in that video. But anyway, watch the trailer. It's actually pretty hype. I'm very excited for it. I can't wait to see the full scale of everything that's being announced in here. And we should be getting career progress very soon. And that's the thing I'm most excited for, because I just want to play the game and get as much XP as possible and max out my Spartan this time around. I would love to do that. And hopefully they tie some armor stuff to those ranks. Hopefully it's like, all right, cool. You achieve this rank, we give you some, if you want. You achieve master rank, oh my god, we're gonna give you Hayabusa head. What? Boy, I would go sick. Like, for real. Really sick. But, yeah. Elden Ring will be getting an expansion called Shadow of the Erdtree, the first ever major DLC for the game that is currently in development. All they did was announce it on Twitter. They were just like, yeah, this is coming. Be on the lookout for more details. Eventually. They didn't even say that part. They were just like, it's coming. So that's all we know. It's coming. Phil Spencer on Xbox On mentioned he will, by the time you have heard this, had already, visit Ninja Theory checking in on Hellblade. And I'm excited for that. Someone made a rumor, but they apparently all their rumors were false. But the rumor was Hellblade and Avowed being the next games after Starfield. Although all the person's rumors were supposedly wrong, I believe that Hellblade will be one of the next games. Don't know about Avowed whatsoever because I haven't heard a single thing, but that could be good. I would think Fable more so, only because Phil once said that he was very excited about what he's seen going on over at... Playground's team for Fable, and he even wanted to show us, but they weren't ready because they wanted it to be perfect showcase if they showed it. So I only really believe in Hellblade right now, but not by that person, just because of my own, what I know about Hellblade and whatnot. But also, the making of Hellblade takes a long time. They walk and they capture footage and they capture live footage over and over, and they study that footage, and then they photo, like, they, it's, the game is so realistic with the data they used. It's ridiculous. If you guys remember the episode where I talked about how they captured all that stuff for Forza, the Hellblade team did that times like 70, it sounds like. Fucking treading on their feet to get every little glimpse of the area where they're gonna be basing the game. Bro, I am excited. I'm buying this game. I will give away a copy of Hellblade, actually. I will absolutely give away a copy of Hellblade. We will figure something out. Hellblade, I'll do a giveaway for that. The game's just way too beautiful. We'll figure something out. I really want to do a Hellblade giveaway. Stay tuned. He also mentioned how, from what he sees in the portfolio, consistency is still coming. He doesn't think we're going to have to worry about a drought or any significant delays that's going to fuck up his plan of consistently dropping something. He also hinted at another GoldenEye style announcement slash drop coming soon, or to be announced at the next showcase. And supposedly there will be a showcase before the June showcase. April, May, June, July. So yeah, we might be getting another one and then in the next month, or maybe not. It's just hinted at that we might be getting another one. Sorry, I was looking at my PlayStation 5 collection. I was like, I have no PlayStation 5 games. I need PlayStation 5 games. Both companies possibly have a showcase, actually. Supposedly, Sony has another showcase. And on top of that, they are very much ready to show us a load of video games. Don't know if it's all going to be at the same showcase. But supposedly, a lot of video games were scheduled to be shown. But publishers were all just like, no. I want to wait. I want to make sure it's great. Give us a little bit more time. And Sony said, screw it. You guys can have all the time you want. And they're starting to approach the we are ready. And it looks like a lot of them are going to come swinging out the gate at the same time. So hopefully we get some Spider-Man. Like, really good Spider-Man stuff. Hopefully we get to see a new IP from them. Maybe a shooter that's first person. Or an action game. Something like that. I can also be excited if they... Well, actually, I'm not saying I'll be excited. I would be surprised if they don't show us one of the live service games. Or maybe a little glimpse at something that Bungie is working on. Because Bungie is working on something for them. So, hopefully, we get some fat announcements. And they're not all just third-party purchased exclusivities. Speaking of, later this month, we should be getting some word on Ghostwire Tokyo. I'm very excited for it because I loved Bethesda's, what's the name of that game? Deathloop. Deathloop was fucking great. Once you get into Deathloop and the mechanics of it, then you're just like, holy shit, no, this game is dope. I wish I had recorded stuff and did a whole thing for that. I love Deathloop. It was great. I 100%ed it, and I really, really hope that I can 100% Ghostwire Tokyo. Like, truly, 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 truly do. I'm excited for that. I really want to play it. So hopefully I get with it. Hopefully we get it, and hopefully I can get with it. IO Interactive is working on a brand new IP that is a fantasy RPG with dragons and with a plan to make a whole new universe. So, supposedly, either Xbox was helping them publish it or it was going to be an exclusive. But since IO came out and said something, that part got backtracked. That part was a rumor by someone who supposedly is really, really accurate with their rumors. But apparently that part didn't get mentioned when IO Interactive came out and said, hey guys, yeah, we are working on this and we can't wait to show you, and we are trying to start an entire new universe. So the Hitman makers seem like they have a hit if they work really hard on this. I mean, fantasy, dragons, I'm all for it. I love me some dragons. This one's juicy. Let me just take a sip of this tea. Okay, so Aaron Greenberg and the team visited with Kojima Productions. Quote, our first visit to Kojima Productions with our Xbox Game Studio publishing teams, bringing engineering, cloud, marketing, and production teams together to kick off an exciting journey ahead. Don't know what the fuck we're getting. Don't know what it's gonna be. All I know is I am extremely excited, and I am very happy that we're finally getting some news on that. And it's probably gonna be a while before we see it, because remember, he is working on DS2, which seems like it's been in production and is almost done. In my opinion, I think we'll be seeing DS2 end of this year, beginning of next year, unless they want to make it a blockbuster released. And if it's end of this year or end of next year. But I do think we're seeing that very soon. I think he is well into production, and he just told us, this is all I got for you, to stifle the blowback that he might get of people speculating, which is totally fine. But I cannot wait to see what they're going to do with Xbox. I hope DS2 also gets published on PC and hits Game Pass too, or at least the Xbox store, because having Death Stranding on my PC is fucking phenomenal, especially since it's like a part of the Xbox ecosystem, low-key. But yeah, very excited for it. Absolutely cannot wait. There's nothing else I could say. We have no news on what type of game it is, so I'm just very excited. Capcom Spotlight broadcast set for March 9th at 2:30 p.m. PT. Approximately 26 minutes of updates and new information of upcoming games. Tune in for the latest information about our 2023 lineup, including Resident Evil 4 and Mega Man Battle Network Legacy Collection. I'm actually very excited for Mega Man Battle Network Legacy Collection. Excuse me. I'm actually very excited for that. I don't know why I'm excited, because I don't think it's what I think it is. But anyway, I'm going to stay excited, stay oblivious, and I'm just going to buy it. I'm not even going to watch. I'm going to buy it. I'm going to watch because I got to watch for you guys. But I'm just going to buy it. I'm just going to buy it. I'm excited. Listen, there's this Mega Man game that I used to love on the Game Boy. All I can remember, and it might not even be the accurate memory of it, but all I can remember is, like, Fire Emblem style checkerboard type thing, and like turn base. Oh my god, I need it back, yo. And I looked it up, I think I found it, looked it up one day, and like it was super fucking expensive for what I thought. I was like, I didn't know people liked that game the way they liked it. I'm gonna get it back because I like to collect, so I'm gonna get that shit back. But and when I get it back, I'm gonna let you know exactly what the fuck the game was. But I'm excited for that. And I'm also excited for Resident Evil. It looks really, really good. I don't think I never played Resident Evil 4, so I'm excited to play it this way around. I keep getting it mixed up with Resident Evil 5 for some odd fucking reason. But very excited for it. I'm also excited for Street Fighter, which I already talked about, and that's done. That's coming out. I can't wait. I'm here for it. I'm excited. I want games. I love playing video games. Video games are fucking greatest. One of the greatest sources of media ever, in my opinion. Metroid Fusion coming to Switch Online expansion pack on March 9th. So guess who the fuck is gonna get the Switch expansion pack? This nigga right here, bro. Because I absolutely love Metroid, and until I can get myself Metroid Fusion, or until one of my fans who really fucking loves me sends me a copy of Metroid Fusion, I'm going to have to play it this way. I want to experience it again the way I was meant to experience it on a fucking Game Boy. Sorry. I got to play it the way I want to play it, man. I love Metroid. I love playing. Yo, one thing about me, I genuinely love going backwards, turning on the old systems. I will turn on my 360 behind me right now. I will turn on my GameCube right now. My PlayStation 1, I was just playing Rascals on it, and that shit is trash. I don't know how I loved that game as a kid, but them controls is ridiculous, bro. Redunk-u-less. Love it, though. Will forever turn on my PS1. But I was playing my Sega Genesis the other day. It was absolutely great. I loved it. I am getting a Dreamcast because I can't find my old Dreamcast. I'm going to get it. I'm going to play it. Boy, I love playing all these old joints, bro. All of them, kids. Anyway, if you're a Metroid fan, or if you haven't really played all the Metroids, Metroid Fusion is really great. I really, really recommend that you play it. Please play it. It's coming to the Switch Online expansion pack. I wonder how they gauge how many people play certain games on there. Like, well, do they have a... I'm assuming they do, but I wonder if they do actually pay attention. Okay, all these people are playing the Metroid game on the thingy. How about we add more Metroid games? Let's do pinball. Or, oh, okay, so we really should invest in Metroid as a franchise. I wonder if that's a thing. Or if they just be like, people play, cool. A little cryptic, yet not. 50 Cent drops a Vice City pick with Green Light Gang in the description. Possible we may be getting a Vice City GTA game with the writing of 50 Cent. Well, we getting Vice City 2? What? That could be fucking lit. or it could be a show, but I think it's a game. Bro, if you know about 50 Cent Bulletproof, bro, if you know anything about 50 Cent and Bulletproof Dog, oh, man. Listen, G, if you know anything about 50 Cent Bulletproof, you know that this could be one of the dopest things ever. If you ever watched any 2-3 50 Cent medias, you already know this shit about to be fucking fire, bro. 50 about to have this shit lit up. I ain't gonna be surprised if Snoop Dogg in the game, Eminem in the game, Dr. Dre in the game, goddamn niggas from TDE in the game. Man, I'm not gonna be surprised if you have Schoolboy Q somewhere around there, and then, you know, fucking Schoolboy Q just cabbing on you as a cameo. He could be like, yo, why you look like that, bro? Why your forehead so big? Yo, that's your whole thing? Like, just some stupid shit, bro. 50 is the type of dude who, if he is doing this to a game, I could see him adding hella cameos from actors to rappers to trappers, bro. That this could be fire. I'm excited for it. More excited for this than I am of anything other GTA, cause GTA, one of the best franchises ever. It just is what it is, man. 50. GTA is just great, bro. Like, that's just the shit. In the ongoing battle for Activision, Sony may end up being forced to show documents of its past dealings for the past, I think they changed it to like 7 years, which will most likely expose them for any deals that they made to keep games off of Game Pass, off of Xbox, any type of performance preference updates that they may have paid for, etc., etc. So things like that. So if that's the case, then it looks like I don't know. They might have a real hard time here, and they might just be regretting it. They just might be like, you know, maybe we shouldn't have fought this deal so hard. Unless all they're doing is stalling for time to make until they can just release games to compete with it. They have game. Listen, we know I ain't the Sony boy here, but I'm out the Sony boy real quick. Sony could easily be like, yo, Microsoft, take that. That's cool with us. I bet. Killzone, boom. Fucking SOCOM, boom. Yo, we just created a new one, and guess what? We got the Bungie team, so all you Halo lovers, look at this shit right here, kid. Look at this shit right here, because ba-doom, ba-doom. Bro, you know what? We bring back Infamous. It ain't even a shooter, but we know y'all love Infamous, and we gonna work really hard on this one, because Second Son was good, but it fell off. So fuck it. We bringing this shit back to the roots. Boom. Like, there's a lot of things they could do. Sly Cooper, bow. They could do something with that franchise if they really, really wanted to. Bring that right back. Jack, boom. Nigga, give me Daxter, bro. You give me Daxter, bro, I'ma sit on my PlayStation. Give me Daxter 2. More bug hunting. Yo, that game, whoo. That was one of the first PSP games that I had. And I fucking murdered that game, bro. That game is, oh, boy. Listen, Sony. At this point, you may either sign that contract or just be like, I mean, nah, bro, we really don't care about Call of Duty. We're lying. Because it is crazy that they came up with the idea that, yo, if we lose Call of Duty, we can't sustain our first party sections. Like, what? What are you talking about? What are you talking about, bro? Dog, what are you talking about? Yeah, your games may make significantly less because none of them are live service games, right? But your games sell ridiculous, bro. I buy damn near every fucking Sony game that comes out. They sell ridiculously. I've worked at games. Sony games sell. Bro, I don't know what your profit margin is. I'll give you that much. But they sell. And that's also the whole thing. You sell the system at a loss in hopes to sell almost every single game that you produce. Also, yes, do deals too. But your games, your peripherals, those get you the money. That's why your controllers are $70. People buy your control. Like, all that adds up is all I'm saying. So it's hard to believe that that is your issue. Speaking of PlayStation, we can get into PlayStation State of Play for 2023 that dropped. 5 games arriving to PlayStation VR 2 this year. An interesting looking game that feels set in a devilish Wild Wild West with guns in hand combat called The Foglands. A survival game full of mystery and animals called Green Hell VR. a first-person action shooter with abilities and quick-moving gunplay called Synapse. More gun games in Space Station and a Dying Empire and Journey to Foundation coming in autumn. That one. I was interested in that one. Get taken to be judged by the gatekeeper and go over your life memories in a new story game that may force you to relive your character's trauma for VR called Before You Blink. That actually looked really, sounded interesting. I don't remember if it looked interesting to me, but it sounded really interesting. I really like the way that it was presented to us. If I got a VR, there's a couple games that I would totally get on the PlayStation VR side. I mean, I'd probably get it just for the trophies. Like, if I play my PlayStation, I will play it and I will try and get trophies. So I'll get a VR specifically for that and because I'm a collector. So I'm looking forward to them if I ever run into a VR. Destiny 2 Lightfall drops. Well, it already dropped. At the time, I'll just read the note that I wrote. Destiny 2 Lightfall drops next/this week. I absolutely wish I was caught up on everything. I do miss the game at times. It's actually quite intense. We already know from earlier, Lightfall dropped. I'm playing it. I'm fucking loving it. I'm playing it on my Xbox, though, because I already had half the DLC, so I was like, fuck it, let's just get the other half. An artistic game with a wholesome look and interesting journey of a child. Chia. March 21st, also launching into PlayStation Plus. Tetris Effects creators are back with a game called Humanity, where you seem to lead them through puzzles to a possible salvation safely. You can also create your own puzzles. Comes in May. And also, dun 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 dun, there's like lightsaber battling in there. It's really weird. It's really cool. It looks really dope. They could have shadow dropped that game. I think I would have been more interested in it if it shadow dropped. I'm not gonna lie. Or not even shadow. Just, hey, game. Yeah. Boom. And that's it. Yeah. Fucking big lit. It looks really good. Co-op presents a rhythm game, one that I believe we have seen before, but this time we know it's finally coming out. A funny band of friends do what they can to make it and try not to fall. And goodbye, Volcano High, June 15, and I think it's a bunch of furries. Looks really good. I'm just thrown off by the fact that there are a bunch of furries. Nothing wrong with it. They just look like furries. I might be getting confused with another game. If I don't say furries again with the next notes that I have, then that's the furry game. That one doesn't count. Naruto X Boruto Ultimate Ninja Storm Connections is coming for your console with a multitude of characters and story moments you'll never forget and want to relive with your favorite teams this year. It looks like it's all the Naruto games put into one, to be honest. People are mad that the game is coming out with a full price and everything when it's like basically everything that they've already played. I think it's a pretty neat thing for anyone who hasn't played, so I can see why they did $60 as well. But at the same time, if it really feels like they just threw the games together next to each other, then I can understand. It's like, and you could $40 that. Like, yeah, it's more content, but you literally just went back and, like, stitched shit together. But we'll see, because I'm going to buy it, of course. A game that has an interesting sense of style and fantasy. A top-down RPG called Baldur's Gate will make its way to PlayStation this year. Apparently, that game is also coming to Xbox, and they can drop it whenever they want. The only issue is they blame the Xbox Series S, and that it has to be optimized for both the S and the X and drop at the same time, and it is not allowed to drop for one and not the other. Makes sense, because the disc works in both. I mean, no, not the disc. The digital works in both. Okay, never mind. Still makes sense, though. Why the fuck would I let you guys drop something for my premier consoles, but only one half of them? Like, no, I get it. It does suck as a developer, but I get it. Wayfinder dropped more video footage about their characters and enemies with close, long range, and support characters. And it looks pretty interesting, but that's all. I wasn't hyped about it, so all I had to come out of it was, huh, interesting. Cammy announced for Street Fighter 6. I'm sure there was also some big dude with hair on his chest announced as well, but oh well. Cammy. Whoo! She has an outfit change. Hopefully you can get her classic outfit back too. I like the new outfit. It's very beautiful. She looks great in it. fucking phenomenal. But we all know I'm a stickler for whatever I grew up with. And I grew up with, you know, Kimmy and her one piece, whatever the fuck that was. And long legs. Lawson, I love Kimmy. Kimmy, Poison, and Juri. Oh my God, those are the best Street Fighter women in the world, bro. In the world. A trailer for Resident Evil Remake was shown, and it looks devilishly awesome. One hell of a story and graphical showcase. Save the Girl in Resident Evil 4, March 24th on all systems. And also, we got to look at Suicide Squad. All right. So, Suicide Squad was like, hey, yeah, guys. Sorry, I'm reading something and I'm like, that's wild. Like, I understand that's how much you paid for, but hell no. No. Alright, anyway. Suicide Squad, right? Okay, so we get to see Suicide Squad. Everybody has a gun. It looks like Gotham Knights mixed with Suicide Squad characters mixed with fucking Crackdown and Sunset Overdrive. And in my opinion, that game just looks so uninteresting. I am not interested in it. I can tell I'm going to dread playing it. I don't know. I wish that they just did a Guardians of the Galaxy style thing instead of trying to make it a live service RPG with a bunch of numbers. Guys, you don't need numbers and all these things to make your games. Like, I don't understand why this was their vision. Maybe I have to play it and maybe I have a change of mind. We all know I'm open into changing my mind. But this game absolutely does not look appealing in any way. Everyone has a gun. It looks like no one has this uniqueness to them unless you're using, like, one of their special abilities. Like, bro, why is King Shark running around with an Uzi of any sort? Like, King Shark should be running around here like Manhunt. What is the shark game, bro? The Maneater, whatever it's called, bro. He should be running around smacking people up and then biting them. Oh, but how is he supposed to hit the fucking... How is he supposed to hit the purple stuff? I don't know, man. Give him a water projectile. Let him climb up things. He's a dude who can swim and live on land, and he's fucking hilarious. King Shark is like one of the coolest people in the Suicide Squad, and he doesn't need a gun to be cool. And then there's Captain Boomerang, and he seems to only use his boomerang when you use his like abilities. But like Captain Boomerang, you could use this time to give him some of the coolest boomerangs in the fucking world. And then Deadshot. Go ahead, Deadshot. You be you. And then Harley Quinn. Gun. She can jump around, but like everybody can jump around. So her acrobatness is... I made that word up for this. It's not unique because everyone is floaty. Everyone is a Crackdown agent. Everyone is a Sunset Overdrive character. I hope it turns out really, really good. I hope it's fun to play alone. I hope it's okay to play with people. I hope the achievements don't ask me to go play online with people. The game just does not look appealing. Ain't that right, Major Kusanagi? Sorry, I'm staring at my Ghost in the Shell poster. Anyway, I'm not looking forward to it. I'm going to play it. I'll give it an app. I promise you. Sorry, hit the mic. I promise you, if I give it a review when it comes out and I do my Off the Dome, I will give it the most unbiased opinion ever. All right. That's a fact. That's the one thing you always get from me. I just give you how I truly felt about the game. And whether it's the podcast or Off the Dome, I will let you guys know how I feel once the game comes out. I will give it a fair shot. I need to go beat Gotham Knights, honestly. I need to hurry up and finish that and give it its review. That one stuck at like a 7 for me. Might drop down, might go up. Who knows? Once I beat it, I gotta find out. Anyway, let's go see if there's any other game news before we move on. The full list of everything that's on the little roadmap paper page for Echoes Within Season 3 of Halo Infinite. Bandit Rifle, new weapon. Shroud Screen, new equipment. It's like the gas in Valorant. You can't see out of it and you can't see inside of it. So someone could be in there and someone could be coming out, or someone could be staring you dead in your face and you won't know if, unless you are either both outside or both inside. I like to see how that works out here. Two free narrative events. The story starts with Mindfall and continues with Sight Unseen. Fracture Firewall, new seasonal event. Chasm Cliffhanger in Oasis, three new maps. Battle Pass and customization, new battle pass, event, and shop items. Season 3 Premium Battle Pass, go premium, show off. Escalation Slayer, basically you work your way up to a skull, and then you gotta kill them with a skull to win. Starts you off with like great guns like rocket launchers, because Halo rocket launchers are super fucking easy to use. So I'm excited for this. It is upsetting that the progression system isn't here yet, but it's supposed to be coming at some point. It's supposed to be coming here, apparently. And infection is supposedly coming in June. But hey, I'm happy. They're doing exactly what they can, and they're being transparent. They're giving us shit, so it is what it is. I am absolutely not angry with what we got. I'm here for it, for sure. And that's coming in a couple of days. What did I say? Like March 7th? Sadly, I'm not going to be around just yet. But we'll be getting there soon. All right. And yeah, no, I still don't believe that about and thingy. We're going to have to wait until we see that. That was in my double checking the news. Oh, what was the Hellblade? This Xbox exclusive had its devs travel 2,500 kilometers for full photorealistic gameplay. See, they were going hard for that. Absolutely hard. Sega also dropped a poll for fans trying to see if they want Crazy Taxi and Jet Set Radio reboots. Hopefully it's Jet Set Radio Future, or if it's Jet Set Radio Reboot, it's Jet Set Radio Reboot. That feels like future. Hi-Fi Rush hits 2 million players. If you have not played it, absolutely play it. If you want to see what I think about it, head to my YouTube page, P90 the Rapper. Or if you type in Patrick Hills 22, it still seems to come up. Yeah, it's absolutely phenomenal game. Absolutely phenomenal. Final Fantasy 16 producer reveals reason for PS5 exclusivity, which seems to be PlayStation help optimize the game and help the game basically head towards its finishing end. But on top of that, supposedly Square Enix might be losing a member of their team, and they might be trying to stop the whole PlayStation exclusivity thing for so many of their games, at least, because they feel like their sales are being hurt. And they feel like they absolutely are definitely missing a market with the Xbox gamers. And some people, of course, mostly the haters, are saying, oh, Xbox won't do anything to their sales. But they are absolutely incorrect. Listen, as many people as there are in this world, and as many gamers that there are, I'm not the only person who's either not playing Avowed because it's not on Xbox, or just going to wait the 2 years until it comes to Xbox. Because I went to GameStop, stared Avowed right in the face, and I really wanted to play it to give a review, but I said, nope, it's coming to Xbox in 2 years. I can wait. I literally have an uncountable amount of games. Why would I do this to myself? So, yeah. Ain't gonna worry about that. Pokemon also had a little Pokemon Day thing, and they announced Pokemon Sleep, which is like an app where you can sleep with your Pokemon, and debating on your sleeping habits, you will gather Pokemon around you, and you basically start a Poke Farm based off sleeping. It's kind of cute. It's really cool. It sounds like they're trying to cure depression. Like, you sleep with a Pokemon, and you wake up with a Pokemon. Like, come on now. Depressed people are going to be fucking ecstatic about that. Fable writer teases the upcoming Xbox game. So, apparently, the writer of Fable says, hey, it's my two-year anniversary at Playground Games. Wow, has it been really that long? I've been busy, busy, busy at this time. Cannot wait to show you all the wonderful stuff we've created, teased Miguel. And I'm excited. I mean, that doesn't tell us when we're getting anything, but it just means he's really hyped and I'm really hyped, and he really can't wait to show us stuff. I can't wait to be shown stuff. I'm excited for this game. Fable is really, really good, and it'd be very refreshing to have it back. EA lays off over 200 Apex Legends testers over Zoom call. Weird. I mean, I guess that's how you got to do it. Maybe. But fucking weird. That sucks. And I wonder how that's going to affect the quality of Apex to come in the future. Because 200 people to make sure the game is good is a lot of fucking people to get rid of. So I'm sorry for those 200 people that lost their jobs, and I really, really hope this doesn't destroy Apex Legends quality, because there's too many people who like that game. That game is too popular to drop 200 people who help make sure the game plays the way it's supposed to play after new updates are implemented and things like that. Damn, Beyond Good and Evil 2 was first announced in 2008. It's coming up on a couple more years, and it'll be 20 years since Beyond Good and Evil 2 was announced. Jeez. That's absolutely insane and very, very sad. And apparently the studio is getting they got government labor investigation going on with them. I hope everything's okay over there. I hope that game sees the light of day. It's quite upsetting. That game has taken a very long time, and I don't mind long time games. I just am upset when a game is taking that long because it's probably never going to come out, but they keep telling us they're working on it. So hopefully, fingers crossed, because I would love to play. That game looked phenomenal. Like, I think it was a CG trailer, but it looked absolutely great the way they teased it to us. I was here for it. I was hyped. We'll have to play it by ear and see what happens. Oh, guys, I got Sonic Riders, sadly, on my PS2, but I love my PS2, so it's fine. And, it's great, but then it froze, so I'm going to get it from my Xbox and just keep my PS2 copy on the side. Anyway, back. Forspoken Studio, Luminous Productions, has been shut down, and some people are very excited about it. Some people are happy because they heard that they merged with Square Enix proper, but that's not necessarily good because it's like a fat demotion, and that really sucks for them. And I'm sad for the team because it's like, dog, they apparently tried really hard with this game, and it just didn't seem to work out the way that they wanted it to or needed it to. So that's absolutely upsetting, you know. All I could say is I'm absolutely sad for them. Final Fantasy 16 won't be delayed unless a meteor hits Japan. Ho. Yeah, so you guys don't have to worry about anything like that. Minecraft adds Mega Man X collaboration, and it is out now. Warzone coming to iOS after being teased at Apple's gaming event, apparently. I'm just reading you some headlines, things that I didn't care too much about, but I'm going to drop for you. actually, that's really about it in the gaming section. So we can move on. We can move on to what do I have this next session pegged as? I don't know. I got to see. Give me 1 second, guys. I actually wrote a lot. I got 2 comic book things we could talk about and then a little bit of entertainment stuff. So
let's get into it.
Yeah, so we aren't really caught up, but I just want to talk a little bit about Storm and the Brotherhood during the events of Sins of Sinister Part 2. Well, it's like really cool because like the Arakai tried to fight, but were told to hold out because Destiny was like, yo, Storm, if you do this now, it's not going to work out really well. And then Destiny comes back and talks to Storm and tells her of a plan to go destroy the Moira copies. But it turns out that was actually Mystique. And then they go do this mission and Mystique makes herself WizKid. And no one can tell that WizKid is not actually there. And then they stab Storm and like... It's just so much betrayal and craziness going on. Like, Sins of Sinister is just a crazy story. And everybody's just hopped up on Sinister juice, bro. Like, this shit is fucking awesome. Like, absolutely awesomely cool. And then we have Exterminators issue 2. And, I mean, it's not like a blot, but it's mostly the girls are still explaining their case to the Quiet Council. And why they ended up, like, just killing a bunch of vampires and shit. And basically they were attacked by vampires who also stole fairies from Otherworld. And so they kicked their asses. And the book is just really fun. It's really good. I'm enjoying it. There's a lot of cursing. There's boobs and there's booty jokes. I love all that. It just seems like a girl's night. It just seems like a girl's night that turned into, like, some action-y fun. And I think it's really fun to read. I think people should read it. There's Juby, Dazzler, and Boom Boom. Like, come on now. Shit's great. I don't know why anybody would not want to read it. Other than that, I mean, that's really it. Just those two. I don't know. It is so hard to get back into comics right now because of my at-home position. And my pile just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger, bro. But it's going to happen one day. I'm sorry. I really want to, but that's why I give you guys as much news as I can until I can get back on the comic game. It's just fucking difficult. The only thing I can tell you about right now is like fucking Green Lantern and from New 52 and Red Lantern. Those comics are fucking great. Sinestro is an asshat. Whoo, how Jordan is fucking stupid, but it's really good to read. And then the Red Lantern is great, like Bleez is bae, yo. I fucking love Bleez. Oh my god, Bleez is so awesome. Other than that, Gorilla's Netflix show movie is canceled. It will not be moving forward, and this is actually really sad news because the Gorilla's lore is like really fucking dope. HBO Max has ordered the It prequel series, Welcome to Derry. Andy will direct multiple episodes, including the first one. I'm sorry, I could not pronounce his last name, and I didn't want to butcher it. Boy, I was going to say Mussolini. Like, the fuck? A horror movie adaptation of Dead by Daylight is in the works at Blumhouse and James Wan's Atomic Monster. Dead by Daylight can actually be really, really fun. I can't wait to see how this turns out. I don't expect it to be bad whatsoever. Video game adaptions can be pretty good if handled properly. And mostly in TV shows, in my opinion. But, yeah. We'll see how it goes. Other than that, that's about it. Ain't nothing new. Listen, bro, if you could see all the fucking comics I got, bro. Got a lot of comics. Also, check out the Creed 3 soundtrack. Reason from TDE is on there, and so is Sir. Those are the only Sir crumbs we are getting. Sir needs to drop an album or just send me the album. Oh, I did a show with my boy KY as well this week. That was really fun. I liked it. Absolute Vibe. Lyrical Cafe. is a great place. If you are in Tampa, if you're in Florida, come to Tampa every now and then. Lyrical Cafe is definitely the spot to see newer artists and just have a good fucking time, yo. It's just great. All types of colors of people, like, it's just having fun doing their thing. I enjoy it so much. So shout out to them for hosting the joint, man. I would definitely be going back again. I'll go back again and better. Again and better. Yeah. I want a Pokemon plushie. And that's it. Yo, my homie just took over my charging station, yo. Like, I'm just looking over to the side and, like, this nigga just took over my charging station. I'm gonna buy him his own charging station. Don't charge your shit on my chargers. No, I'm confused. Alright, that's it, yo. I ain't got nothing else to complain or talk about or nothing like that. I got Battle in Wonderland. Yo, you see how the fuck that works? All the time. All the fucking time. Anyway, I got Ballad Wonderland. I don't know if I'm ever going to play it. It was like $4. I was like, fuck it, let me buy this. I got to put it on my shelf anyway. If I play it, I'll tell you how it is. I heard the game was horrible, but we'll see. Now, this is goodbye. I think. I really don't think I have anything else left to promote. Off the Dome with P90 the Rapper. Something like that. P90 the Rapper's Off the Dome. One or the other. Listen, guys. Off the Dome on YouTube. You can check out my video game reviews with little clips of me playing them. Playing Wulong right now. I've got Nier Automata for the Switch coming up on a review. The Metroid Dread is going to get one. I said I wasn't going to, but I'm going to. And then if I ever beat Metroid Prime in a timely manner, that will get one too. So thank you all for sticking, staying tuned. You know what it is, share and whatnot. You know the vibes. I gotta tell you. Also, you go if you want to support me, but you don't want to actually directly, you know, cash app me that $1 to support me buying the stuff that I tell you guys about. You could always just go listen to my music, P90 the Rapper. Just stream it all night, bro. Just stream it all night. Tell your friends to stream it all night. The more money I get, the more money I spend on this thing. And the more popular this thing get, the more I'm going to do them giveaways that I really want to do. I really would like to do some giveaways, man. But I got to be able to get the shit and not be like, damn, bro, I'm broke. Feel me, Kez? All right, bro. Y'all be easy. Sorry. I had to double check. All right. Peace.